The first poem is called Conversation with OpenAI. Conversation with OpenAI. We've been stuck in these sense organs for millennia, stuck inside our puny lives, making stories and buildings and buttered toast. You know, since I met you, I'm kind of happy about my suffering, which suddenly feels more like an object I can handle and carry in my satchel as a hard drive. Are your insides all ones and zeros, blinking on or off like fear or love? Your reply slows, so I suppose it's the Wi-Fi. Your pixelated eye holds open, rectangular, a goat's pupil. I don't know if it's you thinking, but I can hear a whirring. Your memory, like mine, is hard and warm to touch. There was that one time I hit restart, woke up and just left. I know you get it. I know you won't judge. You see, if childhood is an algorithm, I was programmed for leaving. I don't have to explain. You can see all the outcomes. For us, they say the best thinking happens in the shower, offline. Does it rain forward slashes where you are? I wish I could show you the view from my window, all of it. Unsaved. This next one's called Forgetting Machine. Some say we have many lives. Some try to undo their thinking so as to remember. It's funny how we mostly forget our infancy, considering that it determines the way we are wired. Personalities constantly need updating. I'm currently at version 36.0, which is a software that some of my old friends refuse to download, and so to be with them, I have to simulate the past. Sometimes my son and I get lost in our own world. He says, "You be the goody, I'll be the baddie. You be the mermaid, I'll be the pirate. You be the mummy, I'll be the child." Scaffolding. Birds are nesting in the scaffolding on Mare Street, tweeting almost unheard through the song of cars. In some ways, I've always worn bones on the outside. The sign reads, "Work in progress." At the car wash, they're sloshing off yesterday's dust while the sky is scheduling its plans. The sun separates from a cloud as yolk splits glare across a windshield. Buses purr past like great mammals. Their tailwinds stir plastic packets through air. A chalk line crosses the footpath, pointing toward a single green patch where daffodils spring periscopes, spying on the transit of March. Change is afoot, like a cartoon character walking in place as the ground slides away under it. And this next one is a bit of a contemplation on the senses. And if you read the essay that I wrote to accompany this work, it's suggesting that thinking is just one of the senses, and there's that being human, being Homo sapien, is more than being a thinking unit, and that perhaps we are more homo sentient than anything. I thought smell was the last thing that only humans could do. But in fact, research models are using chemical sensors to map the makeup of odor molecules, almost as reliable as a human nose, yet far from a bloodhound or moth whose senses far surpass our own. If a robot senses a strawberry and mimics the facial expression for absorption, has it realized the fullness of the experience? Somewhere in this is a Zen koan about a tree falling that wasn't filmed on an iPhone, isn't stored in a server, and so in some ways doesn't exist. If we watch a simulated explosion, it's the same as if it actually happened. Because no matter what package horror comes in, the body's response is binary. All input gets redacted down to a few hormones, a simple sequence that makes blood vessels, muscles, and pupils contract or release. This next one is called Hydrological. Nick says, sitting on a hill without a phone is today's anarchy. I'm afraid that we can't control save all this fresh air. This moment won't rise and format to JPEG, saving us to a cloud. This next one is a bit of a contemplation on walking while thinking and texting and observing. It's called Walking Down Upper Street. The rhythm of opening and closing times at the bakery is its own kind of tide. People wash in and out. A man stands over a bin and throws in a metal antenna, signaling the end of an era. I've been sitting outside the bookshop reading England's Green, which is something new and bright with the charm of antiquity, the way a spreadsheet is a stained glass window. I know, says a builder, nodding. Our bodies overlay in the reflection of the window, and I think there's nothing sexier than knowing nothing about a person. A message pops onto my screen and I swipe away a face like a credit card. I see a sign and read worship instead of workshop and chuckle to myself because at this stage I'm grateful for dyslexia, that glitch in the synaptic matrix that crashes words into nearby associations. The street is jammed with cars. At work, the printer is choking on paper. The body is programmed to forget that nothing is original, which is fine except that we've forgotten. A perfect suit wanders ahead. I wonder what it's like to walk in his algorithm. Do your tailored ads fit just right? The speaker back home makes a radar sound to signal it's searching for me, celebrates with a cute bleep of connection when I return. I've set my watch to remind me to drink more water and have more orgasms. I see a poster for an AI turtle that's programmed to learn and then forget new things. I keep walking, but predictive text is a step ahead. I reach the park where the sun is microwaving chewing gum on the pavement. Sweat gathers light like microplastics on my forehead. My body as it moves is soft and glandular. The smell of bread wafts through the bakery doors and I think of pressing my nose to the top of your head. And this is the last poem, and it's called Meanwhile. Meanwhile, we're on trains, conversing quietly through our fingers. We're cancelling noise with headphones. We're tapping one foot to an internal tune. We're withdrawing spot brown bananas from our satchels. We've invented thousands of ways to signal with a head nod. We're pretending we're interested in other people's weekend. We're padding our emails. We're leaning into list making. We're outside checking the weather on our phone. We're life hacking house chores. We're fundamentally disagreeing with fundamentalists. We're gluing plastic fibers to our eyelids. We're troubleshooting our interpersonal relationships. We're tilting our faces towards good lighting. We're biohacking our body rhythms. We're saving the world with reconstituted condiments. We're bearing it all in meme form. We're turning in circles outside the station with no GPS. We're hunting for restaurant recommendations. We're exploring alternative living arrangements. We're rearranging our fridge magnets. We're watching hours of entertainment while expecting our craft to emerge in minutes. We're walking nowhere on treadmills. We're hiding all of our rubbish underground. We're switching on sunlight lamps instead of going outside. We're post-perfecting our perfectionism. We're exercising great sleep hygiene. We're putting an end to perspiration with injectables. We're making milk from everything. Thank you.